This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that counter-terror operations targeting terrorist infrastructure and terror financing must continue in a mission mode. Chairing a high-level security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Shah asserted that all the resources will be made available to achieve the goal of terror-free JNK at the earliest. Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to remain alert and continue to work in synergy to ensure that the gains achieved after abrogation of Article 370 are sustained. The meeting was attended by JNK Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, IB Director Tapan Kumar Dekha, and the Chief Secretary and DGP of the Union Territory. The second edition of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 will begin today in New Delhi. The Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya announced this while addressing media in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said the formal opening ceremony will be held tomorrow in the presence of National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will grace the concluding ceremony on the 12th of this month. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will confer the 70th Ati Vishisht Rail Seva Puraskar 2025 upon 100 railway officials and present 26 shields to best performing railway zones in New Delhi today. The prestigious awards are being given in recognition of exemplary service and outstanding contributions to Indian Railways. The centre has rolled out port infrastructure and digital governance projects worth 235 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu, aimed at strengthening the state's maritime capacity and advancing India's maritime-led growth strategy. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, launched the projects while addressing the Viksit Bharat, Viksit Ports program in Chennai yesterday. The Somnath Swabhiman Parv, currently underway at the first Jyotirlinga, is a grand celebration of a thousand-year history of resilience and faith. Central to this festival is a legacy of the legendary martyr Hamirji Gohil, whose supreme sacrifice to defend the temple remains a cornerstone of India's national identity. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said European leaders should take President Donald Trump seriously on Greenland. Mr. Vance said that Greenland is important for global missile defense as hostile adversaries are showing interest in the region.
I guess my advice to European leaders and anybody else would be to take the President of the United States seriously. What has he said about Greenland? Set to the side the crazy overreactions that I've seen from the press and from certain people in Europe. What has the President said? Number one, Greenland is really important, not just to America's missile defense, but to the world's missile defense. Number two, we know that there are hostile adversaries that have shown a lot of interest in that particular territory, that particular slice of the world. So what we're asking our European friends to do is to take the security of that landmass more seriously.
In cricket, much-awaited fourth season of Women's Premier League WPL 2026 is set to begin today. Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on defending champions Mumbai Indians in the opening clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. The T20 tournament will begin with a grand opening ceremony ahead of the match. Several celebrities, including Yo-Yo Honey Singh, Jacqueline Fernandez and Harna Sandhu, will perform during the ceremony. India Meteorological Department has issued orange warning for dense to very dense fog for over Bihar till tomorrow. IMD has also issued orange warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal till tomorrow. Meanwhile, dense to very dense fog condition is very likely to prevail over East Rajasthan for today. According to the Met Department, dense fog condition is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Chandigarh, West Rajasthan, Haryana, Delhi, East Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern parts of the country for next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.